The Book of Judah. Judah, a slave of Yeshua Messiah and brother of Jacob, to the called people in Yahweh the Father, having been set apart and having been kept to Yeshua Messiah. Mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you, having made all haste to write to you about the common salvation. Beloved, I had need to write to you to exhort you to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints. For certain men stole in, those of old, having been written before to this condemnation, wicked ones perverting the grace of our Elohim into lasciviousness, and denying the only sovereign Elohim in our Master Yeshua Messiah. But I intend to remind you, though you once knew these things, that Elohim, having saved a people out of the land of Egypt, in the second place destroyed the ones not believing. And those cherubs not having kept their first place, but having deserted their dwelling place, He has kept in everlasting chains under darkness for the great judgment day, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in like manner to these, committing fornication and going away after strange flesh, laid down an example before times, undergoing vengeance of everlasting fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh and despise authority and speak evil of glories. But Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he argued about the body of Moses. He dared not bring a judgment of blasphemy, but said, "Let Yahweh rebuke you." But what things they do not know, they speak evil of these. And what things they understand naturally, like the animals without reason, they are corrupted by these. Woe to them, because they went the way of Cain, and gave themselves up to the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the speaking against of Korah. These are those who led a wasteful feasting life that is blemished, feeding themselves without fear, waterless clouds being carried about by winds, fruitless autumn trees having died twice, having been plucked up by the roots, wild waves of the sea foaming up their shames, wandering stars for whom blackness of darkness has been kept to the age. And the seventh from Adam, Enoch, also prophesied to these men, saying, "Behold, Yahweh comes with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convict all the wicked, because of all the deeds they have wickedly committed, and because of all the harsh words which the unrighteous sinners have spoken. These are murmurers, complainers, going according to their lusts, and their mouth speaks proud flattering words, lifting up faces for the sake of gain. But you, beloved, remember the words spoken before by the apostles of our Master Yeshua Messiah, because they told you that at the last time there will be mockers following wickedness according to their lusts. These are they setting themselves apart, animal-like ones not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up by your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of Elohim, eagerly awaiting the mercy of our Master Yeshua Messiah to everlasting life. And pity some, making a distinction, but save others with fear, snatching them out of the fire, hating even the garment being stained from the flesh. Now to him being able to keep you without stumbling, and to set you before his glory without blemish, with unspeakable joy, to the only wise Elohim, our Savior, through Yeshua Messiah, our Master, be glory and majesty and might and authority, even now and forever. Amen.